through to?
Just nothing to work through.
Nothing to work through. Okay.
I got it. My very first job was babysitting.
Okay.
And I did food service, I did retail, I did elder care. I did the computer work, which, so the things, the jobs that really made me feel good is when I was working with people and helping them to improve their lives or to make them feel good or just to give them comfort in some way.
Okay. Okay. And the thing is the thing about your deliverable is that it doesn't matter what job you do, you deliver that. So in the childcare, in the food services, there's something that you deliver in that when you're in your core. So be aware that you all spend plenty of time not in your core and you don't deliver it. You block it with your vows. But when you're really enjoying what you're doing, you deliver something specific. And so even in food services, what's that? So I guess we're going to get to that. But so those are your jobs. Who do you do it for?
Everybody. Children, elderly,
okay.
My age.
Okay. So anybody who needs what? What are they generally, those people, you're working for them, they need service, they need
right.
Help, they need what?
Overall care.
Care? Okay. So people that need care of some kind, mm-hmm. you provide that. Okay. All right. So yeah, get that written down. So that's the second one. People that need care. So you basically in a service, I'm a service business. I basically do service businesses and I provide people that come to me need some kind of care. Now, third. What do you like the most about, like when you're even here with your classmates, but what do you like doing the most when you get somebody that you're working with?
Making somebody feel good. Making them feel good about themselves.
Okay, and how do you do that? How do you make them feel good?
I try to say things that I know I like hugging people. That
okay.
Is nice touching. That makes
okay. So good. So that's your actions. These are your touching, maybe a little humor.
I don't know if I'm that maybe funny, but
well, that was funny. That was funny.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, compassion. You know, I love, contact.
Listening.
Listening. You like to listen. Okay, write it down. Eyes. You always look deep.
Yeah.
You definitely make eye contact.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. So you'd like deep connection?
Yeah.
Okay. So your modus operandi is I like deep connection. Okay. So now after they've come for their whatever they want for service or support and you give them that deep connection, what do they walk away with?
I've been told that I touch lives by a few people.
And what does that mean to them emotionally? Like you're working for when you touch their life
in a positive way. Yeah.
In a positive way.
Yeah.
What happens? So you're now touching my life, right?
Aww.
Okay. just like Mary Beth was confusing the hell out of me, I'm feeling I'm feeling much more sort of like. Okay.
It restores your faith in humanity.
Part of me is like, let's not even do the chart. Okay. So, there's that. So you want to be thinking about when they walk away, what shifts in them? What's the actual deliverable? Beyond whatever the job was.
I think you kind of like. I think they feel like they're okay where they are. Like they're like,
okay,
I'm here and I'm okay. It's okay. I'm
right down. So they feel
comfortable with who they are.
They feel seen, heard.
Definitely,
I feel inspired.
Help.
I feel at ease.
Yeah, is there like a safety feeling for you?
Less stressed.
Yes.
Safe, grounded. Yeah, grounded.
Grounded. And what's the big one? What's the big one? What do you get from Yvonne?
Nurturing.
Nurturing, that's all the other, that's all in there.
I think it's involved in that encompassation, if that's where I'm at. I like it though. Anyhow, like, you feel worthy. Like, she makes me feel like important.
Important, yes.
You know, like, I'm worthy of that.
See?
I think that's.
But it's not syrupy at all. Like, there's a big strength as well.
Strength to it.
It's like nature.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right. It's like you really believe it.
Yeah.
No flaw.
I really feel like I can see beyond the surface. Like, I don't see like the structure. I go right inside and I see like who.
Right, and that's, those are all things you were doing, right? And so that.
People leave feeling important.
So what you're describing, we talked about, it's very rare to have the goddess archetype. A lot of people put it on their chart. Very few people have it. She's got the goddess archetype in spades. The goddess, when the goddess condones to bless you, you're just like, whoa. Right? So, and ultimately, Ken said loved. I think that's really the essence of the goddess, right? The goddess allows you to feel accepted. It's at such a deep level, it's not just I love you, it's just you feel that love exists.
Right.
Right? And so you can say
that's the restoring faith in humanity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So the last one is I show people I what are the other options?
I show people that I help guide, inspire.
Show, guide, teach, inspire. I awaken in people.
There you go.
A deep sense of inner peace, love. And I was going to say purpose.
Like a switch. Yeah. Like when she says something, like in coaching, we're doing something, and we're looking for a second job or a second job, and you gave me a champion. And I didn't second guess. I was like, yeah. It's like it just came so solid and so honest and just like that soul truth.
Yep.
Right. You gave me the soul truth, and I was just like, yeah.
Jesus,
and
it just soul
was,
God.
I didn't argue. Does that make sense?
Don't give her a big goddess head.
Why not? She needs it. She deserves it.
All right. So.
That makes me comfortable at all.
Yeah, because I mean the whole thing. It's just it's if you have the goddess archetype, it's like I don't want. Well, who would want that? You know, all of us. Our archetypes are always the kind of things like oh God, you know, yeah, it's so what you have to be all the time. You've been it your whole life. It's not something special. Right, your architects don't make you special. They just, they're, and that's why we often vow to be somebody that we aren't, because we don't see the value in these beautiful things we have in us. And she goes out of her way not to be the goddess, okay, a lot of the time. And but it's just like, it just happens. So. Goddess, you can have that's your bumper sticker. Goddess happens. All right, so just read it. I awaken people.
I awaken people a deep sense of inner peace, love, and purpose.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Thank you.